let's take this question of the week. Does God heal today? Now, in the passage we're looking at, Acts 3, 1 to 10, the gift of healing is displayed by Peter. Someone would say, well, why don't you do that as a pastor? Because I'm not an apostle. It was a mark of an apostle. I persevered, says Paul, in demonstrating among you the marks of a true apostle, including signs, wonders, and miracles. 2 Corinthians 12, 12. There are not New Testament apostles now. When people go around and say this, I've got this, you know, when someone, this would be the worst kind of thing. This church would be finished as far as I'm concerned if we hung up a sign out afterward and said, we're going to have a healing meeting here tonight. Why? Because we don't know if God will heal or not. We can't promise that to people, and we end up doing a lot of harm to people psychologically in that regard. But does God heal today? There are people going, no, God doesn't heal. Well, why not? God can heal miraculously, and sometimes does heal miraculously, in the sense of a direct supernatural intervention. But normally God heals through means. He uses means. Doctors, nurses, medicine. It's not a sin to take medicine. I sometimes hear Christians arguing almost as though it were. Think of a young man in a wheelchair called Duncan, who was told by a faith healer, if only you had enough faith, you would get up out of that chair. With muscular dystrophy, it was cruel, cruel beyond belief. The response of one of his friends was beautiful. He said to the man, you're bald and you have false teeth. If you had enough faith, you'd take your teeth out, and then we wouldn't be able to hear you. You know, but yes, God can heal. And in James, for example, we are told that we are to take the elders, someone is sick in the congregation, you call for the elders, they anoint you with oil, and they pray. And of course we can do that. And of course we pray for healing. But none of us have the ability to heal like some kind of zap or power. I remember talking about this in a news agent once, and the guy was not even remotely a Christian. And he said, oh, I've got the gift of healing. I said, really, what is it? And he said, watch this. And I had a big, thick coat on because it was Scotland. And he came and put his hands on me, not heavily. And I just felt this warm, burning sensation. I mean, that would have him enough in some churches to be anointed a prophet. But he was a complete pagan. Yes, God can heal. But it doesn't mean that he's going to. It was not the primary mission of Jesus or of the apostles. And there's numerous ways we can prove this. But 2 Timothy 4:20, Paul says, I have to leave Trophimus at Miletus. Why? Because he's sick. Hang on a minute, you're Paul. Why didn't you just heal him and take him with you? Well, I couldn't. I couldn't heal him. Paul himself got sick and said, I prayed three times, the prayer of faith, that God would heal me. God would take away this thorn out of my flesh. And he didn't, because he said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Because believe it or not, sometimes it is God's purpose for us to be sick, or at least to permit it. So, pray to God for healing, absolutely, for yourselves and for others, knowing that God can heal, but knowing also that the ultimate healing will only come at the resurrection, where in heaven you will have a new body which cannot decay, spoil, or fade. Until then, we live in this tent of clay.